Salutations, everyone.
Salutations, queens and kings, brothers and sisters. Hey, you tuned in. And we thank you for tuning in. To QKJ Jane. Mm-hmm. I'm Queen Jam, as always.
King Jerry's in the house.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back. We're excited to... Oh, go ahead.
This is the heartbeat. This is the love that we feel for you all. Because you all keep this alive.
Yes, you all are the heartbeat of our platform, of our brand, the QKJJ brand.
And we want to just thank you. Just give you all the applause and appreciation for tuning in and checking us out.
So if you are wondering, like, what they doing, okay? King is actually...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, he tripping.
Yeah, I'm tripping.
King was actually gifted. Somebody was probably just listening to it. You know how you turn the volume up? Because, right. Like, I'm not sure how many people, like, re-listen to their podcast. But sometimes there's, like, a podcast, like, really low. You have to turn it all the way up. Yes. And then once they do something else, you're like, I'm deaf, okay? You just made me deaf.
So.
You're fine. I think our audio is good, though. I think we have a good volume. I think people could almost turn us all the way down and still hear us. Because of how loud and how close we are to our mic at the time.
Hey, send us your feedback.
Yes, that would be great. Send us your feedback. Okay, mm-hmm. So we know what we need to fix. And good thing is, like, once our platform gets more notification and just more support and more love and stuff like that, and we're actually pushed out there into the ethers, then we'll actually be able to upgrade our equipment, and then you won't even have to worry about checking sound and all that extra stuff. So that's an amazing, right? So that's great. And what you're hearing is King was actually gifted a
Yamaha,
a keyboard.
Yes, mm-hmm. And it has some wonderful features here. But like I said, you are the heartbeat, and we want to continue to thank you. Oh, and God. Applause.
People thank are you. Probably like, no. Amen. That's funny, because I know when I listened to Amanda Seale's podcast, she actually, what is her podcast? Amanda Seale's Small Doses. Mm-hmm. Yes, you can definitely check out her podcast. But she does the same thing. Like, whenever she says certain things, she'll put, like, emphasis behind it, or she'll have, like, sound effects and stuff.
Yeah.
And it does land at, you know, certain points.
At certain points. Mm-hmm. Other times, it may not land, but we're not even going to think about that.
I'm just like, why does she go into a whole singing? Like, she'll do at least 15 seconds of just, like, singing. And she'll be like, da-da-da-da-da-da, and, like, she'll just be going along, and they'll have a whole music playing in the background. I'm like, where did she go? But she's a thespian, so I understand.
Hey. Let her do her thing.
Yeah, that's what I say. You know,
the singing thing that is for some and others. It is what it is. But we're just going to let that ride out.
I can't. You're funny.
That is our new cat. Say hello. We haven't named our kitten yet. So let us know if you like for us to name our kitten a particular name. What you think, kitten? All right.
I would get a cat and name it Bird.
Bird. Mm-hmm.
Or dog or something that it's not.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Just to annoy people. Well. But how are you all doing? You know, like, I always want to ask you all how you are doing. How is your week? How is your mental? What thoughts are going through your head? What actions are you thinking of taking differently this week? Like, different things like that.
Correct.
Because We know that we go through different things on a weekly basis and on a daily basis, on an hourly, secondly basis, for real. And, you know, things just change from moment to moment. So even though you can be riding high 1 second, you could be riding low at the next moment. And it's just nice to check in with people that who appreciate you. And we appreciate you.
Yes, we do.
So I really appreciate you all for checking in and tuning in. And this is our part two, part one of our Mother Nature turned into Oprah real quick, okay?
Yes.
Last time we were talking, about the quarantine and COVID-19 and all that stuff. So this is the part two because that episode ran long.
Right. So just on a nice little update here, like
I was about to say, what's your week been like?
Week has definitely,
or at least a couple weeks,
or a couple weeks more than. Yeah. But let's not worry about that. Let's just state that what I have learned and grown personally. Man, there's some things that change and some things that don't. Some things that you're just gonna have to force to change. So.
Yeah, that's definitely facts. Definitely have to keep pressure on people for the change.
Keeping pressure, I see that right now. Definitely for our business in general, just keeping pressure and making necessary strides and developing, because there's nothing wrong with trying to be better than where you were last year. Mm-hmm. That's the goal. It should be the goal, because if you don't, you're practicing insanity anyway. If you don't,
all capital letters is growth. Insanity is repetitively doing the same thing, expecting a different outcome.
Mm-hmm.
Taking down that same road, and it's like, why they don't have a light down here?
Mm-hmm.
You already know why.
Fruitful week.
Yeah, definitely gathered fruitful some... week. We're waiting. Oh, go ahead. I was about to say we're still waiting for the skate place to open up. Yes. We talked about that before.
Yes, still waiting for that, and also some fabrics and going over some different fabrics too as well.
Yes, we acquired some. We also were gifted some rolls of fabric from family as well. We appreciate. Shout out to them.
Yes. But I do want to make sure that again, your reflection in your week. Hopefully things have gotten better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where we are all together. You know, things definitely look shy from the best of where we could be. But we always wish for the best and try to prepare for the best too as well.
Yep.
All right.
To the best of our knowledge, we will be honest without compromising ourselves or any parties who wish to take part. Doing your own research is a necessity.
Check your emotions at the door and embrace pure facts. Most importantly, remember to always smile because you have the weapon of knowledge. What you sipping on, Queen?
I am sipping on some ginger ale. Because this is the only carbonated drink that does not break me out. And it calms and soothes me.
Calms and soothes you?
Yeah, so that is what I'm sipping on. What about you? What are you sipping on?
A mixed drink.
Okay. I was like, where was the ending?
A mixed drink. Now, earlier I was sipping on a black-owned business...
Cold pressed juice.
I mean, it was cold pressed early this morning, fresh. So, and I believe mine was beet, carrot, ginger.
Mm-hmm.
Those were three.
Was it grapefruit too or no?
No, it was only three.
Okay.
It was only three ingredients, but very good.
Mm-hmm.
Hit the stomach. And then, of course, like I said, I do have a mixed drink at this time.
Yes.
But... it is all within balance. Chasing that down with some H2O.
Yes.
And also some electrolytes.
One H, two of them O's.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And some electrolytes. But at the end of the day, what are you doing?
Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
I was sipping on the same thing earlier. Mm-hmm. I had Fuji apple, ginger, and lemon.
Right.
Cold pressed juice from them. It's a black owned business that is near us.
Antiox.
And actually, that's another thing that we've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we recorded the first part and said we were going to turn right around and do a part two.
Right.
But we ended up, like, things come up, you know?
Right.
So we actually ended up starting this IGTV series called Reviewing While Black.
Right.
And we showcase black-owned businesses in hopes that it will encourage more black people and more non-black people to spend and support black-owned businesses at the end of the day, because there's always a stigma with black-owned businesses. And at the end of the day, I've had some horrible experiences at other businesses that weren't black owned, but I continued to return. You know, even if prices went up, even if I had horrible customer service, even if they screwed me over, even if, you know, just anything, I still went back to that business. So I'm trying to give that same respect.
Yes.
To black owned businesses. If I go and, you know, they didn't, you know, say hi as soon as I entered into the building or whatever like that. Like, it's not that deep.
It's not.
It's just not. It's because not. There's treatment that we tolerate from other businesses that are not black owned businesses that we definitely need to support, because they're the ones that are disproportionately suppressed the most. So we definitely just have to support. So that's what we started. We started the Reviewing While Black. We reviewed a bowl from Antioch. They're a juice bar and wellness
company. It's a juice bar and wellness center. Juice bar and wellness center. And let me tell you, it's exactly that. Yes. Once you go in and they feel you, when it comes to
plant-based.
The correct term, because I can't just say I can't put a label on it, because that's messed up. So they definitely have a outstanding plant-based options on their menu. There's so many options to choose from. Do your research. We'll definitely drop them and check us out. We definitely already did a review. We're gonna do more.
Yes.
But just the fact that in a lot of places, there's not an opportunity, one, to have a healthy place to eat, and second, being black owned is something to really be proud of, especially when we look at our current situation and plight that we have gone through. And of course, we are always exceed and push through, and have just been the jewels of the nation.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, like I said, it was amazing. It was amazing. Just check out the video. We already did it. Posted.
I was gonna say that I'll post the link in our show notes. Mm-hmm. For our Instagram page, and then you can definitely check us out there.
Exactly.
Another thing, we have the Reviewing While Black series on our personal Instagram page, and then we also have the Sewing While Black IG series on our business page.
Mm-hmm.
And currently on our business page, we're doing a Juneteenth sale on all of our masks and head wrap sets as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you can definitely check that out. It's going to be in our IG stories, our Instagram stories, for our business page. So you can definitely check that out as well. But whether you go to our business page or our personal, each one will refer you to the other one. Excuse me. So like that's a positive. Exactly. So that's a positive part as well. But that was something that we definitely wanted to do and support and bring to the light as well.
Yes. And our medication of choice for this episode.
Oh, dang. What did we... Is this cherry hibiscus?
Yes, cherry hibiscus.
Are you sure?
No.
I'm so sorry, y'all. I am not sure what strain we are smoking.
Cherry hibiscus. I believe it is cherry hibiscus.
But whatever strain it is, I can tell you.
It's a beautiful strain.
Approved by he and she.
Check.
Okay?
Yes.
Straight up facts.
Yes.
So... it's time. Hey. Bow, bow, bow. M-A-N.
Yep. Media accent news.
I wish y'all could see the dance that King is doing. The dance that he just did was like a 70-year-old if they were... Just gotten back into the club after some time away.
I was breaking that one down for y'all.
He had fists. He was sitting there with his fists rocking back and forth. That's funny as I don't know what.
Fists going back and forth. Fourth. Mm-hmm. But,
that's definitely facts. For our, man news, though, we actually wanted to focus on giving back to you. Something that you can use to make yourself whole. It's so funny. And there's actually meditation services being offered by Headspace. Mm-hmm. And they're offering a full year access to 1,200 meditations for all unemployed.
For all unemployed?
Yes. I will put the...
Go ahead. No.
I was going to say, I'm going to put the link down below because when I was looking at it and... I actually typed up the information for this podcast a minute ago, but when I originally looked it up, I believe that even if you are not unemployed, this is something you could possibly still take advantage of.
Okay. See, because when you said for...
Unemployed. Yeah. He's looked by the look of how many people are currently unemployed. Because, as you all know, like, the unemployment rate has been sky. Excuse me. I'm so sorry, y'all. It's getting later.
It's getting later. It's getting late. She said it's getting later.
It's getting later. By the moment, it's getting later. And it's making me more.
All right, y'all. So, this is directly from the news release from the Bureau of Labor Statistics from the U.S. Department of Labor. And I made sure that I directly got this because I ain't want to give y'all no funny business. Now, this transmission of material in this news release is embargoed until 8:30 a.m. Friday on June the 5th. I know what date. I know what they were at, but I'm just letting you know that in the month of May 2018, y'all, right, the total non-farm payroll employment rose by 2.5 million in May, and the unemployment rate declined to 13.3%, the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics reported.
Well, long story short, there's just a lot of people unemployed, a lot of people who could take advantage of this meditation, okay? Yes. But I would definitely, I'm going to post the link for this in the show notes, and then you can definitely do your own research because that is our main, that's our main goal. When we advise you of something, and anyone advises you of anything, don't just take what they say. You go do your own research.
Thank you.
Be like, yeah, I know what this person, I know what you said, but I'm going to go check and verify for myself. Mm-hmm. It's just a way of protecting yourself because you don't want to show up wrong.
Exactly.
You don't want to show up wrong. Ain't nothing like being told, no, that's not what I said. And, you know, you grow.
From that point, I mean, at the end of the day,
you start to learn to check. You like, let me check this 3,000 times. Let me find a 12th article that says the same thing.
So, and just to be clear, so that we're on a further movement of where we are right now,
better understanding.
In the United States, jobless claims have passed 40 million. All right, and these are live business updates. Directly from the New York Times, so you can use your own little grain of salt with that too as well. Mm-hmm. But like I said, when I utilized the Department of Labor, and that was in the month of May, we saw the numbers grow, and we are in a very tight state right now, especially when it comes to unemployment. People need their jobs.
And people need their jobs.
People need their jobs. I'm just saying.
Was that a D-A for a day? Or day. Did you say they?
No. People need day. Day jobs.
D-E-Y.
Yeah. Something like that. They need their jobs. So, yeah. Article from themighty.com.
Yes. There's an article from themighty.com. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, boo. Do your thing.
Now, this is how to take action. you're a person of color who needs mental health support now, you can apply on Henson's Foundation website for up to five free therapy sessions. You can also donate so more people can receive services free of charge.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Taraji P. Henson opened up about mental health among the Black community during an interview with CNN on Friday, while discussing how COVID-19 has disproportionately affected Black Americans. Henson shared her nonprofit, Boris Lawrence Henson Foundation, is providing free virtual therapy to people of color facing COVID-19 stressors. Mm-hmm. That is beautiful, and we want to. I'll find it.
I told you, you gotta get a key. Because they have a key. When you hear, we hear sound effects from other, what's the name? They have a key. We have to write it down, literally.
I know this one. Woo! That's the one I know.
I'm done.
So, no.
I'm so done. I'm
actually very excited.
You can stick a freaking fork in me.
I'm very excited, seriously, that she is not the only one, but at that platform level.
Not all
celebrities, but she is at a platform and she's doing her part. Yes. And I'm not expecting a celebrity to save us, but the fact that she is a human being at the end of the day, she's a Black woman, she is a mother, she is somebody's daughter, everything across the board and within our community, and the fact that she's taking a stand, she's putting her foundation out there and many others that is probably back behind the curtains and things like that, and behind the scenes that are helping too as well. So we appreciate that, because first and foremost we're recording this on June 19th. So the significance, not just amongst the date, but also tying into our mental health.
Mm-hmm.
And the discussions that we do have to face now within America.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be truthful and honest. There are people that have not been able to deal. And please don't be one of those people. You're not a slave now. No one. You're not a slave.
Yeah, because I heard. I told you that someone had. There was a Black man who recorded a video talking about, there's no living person right now that was a slave owner. There's no living person that was a slave.
Right.
What about the fact that we're still enslaved?
I don't think people even think about the fact that individuals and their families took advantage.
Shout out to the AC turning on. Hopefully you can't pick that up. Right. But if you do, we appreciate you sticking with us.
Exactly.
We're just gonna. Suck
now. Just gonna stick with it.
Yeah. No, I was gonna say, we're just gonna have to talk a little louder.
that is definitely a deeper topic and discussion, especially when it deals with mental health as a whole. In general, thank you having these virtual sessions because of the pandemic. We don't want to
lose ourselves
further, especially those individuals that are actually offering these services. We don't want them to get sick.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? So hey, thank you, because those free sessions for people of color,
mm-hmm,
that are facing the stressors, not only just after the pandemic, stressors before the pandemic. That's real. They're deep stressors, especially mental space that has to be healed. And the fact that foundations are stepping up and they're providing those services and targeting and meeting the people that need it the most, we appreciate them.
That's definitely facts. Definitely shout out to Taraji for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of other spaces as well that have made it available for minorities, however you want to address however you want to label, quote unquote, it for minorities, people of color, Black people. There are different platforms that have made the space to provide free therapy sessions or close to free therapy sessions.
Mm-hmm.
I know for a fact that I personally have listened to this podcast, and they actually have a Facebook group. Now that the pandemic happened, it kind of forced them to have a Facebook group, and I never noticed their Facebook group until the pandemic happened. So I'm not sure if they already had one prior to, but they've just been more active on their Facebook page since the pandemic. Mm-hmm. So they have different sessions, stuff like that, and they're page is Therapy for Black Girls. Literally, that's all you have to type in. On SoundCloud, they have a podcast, and on Facebook, they have a group there, and they do lives, and they actually just had, like, a venting session a few days ago as well, so they do that as well.
Let's give that a clap, because black women need it.
Thank you. Black women, men, too.
Of course, but, you know, seeing black women, seeing a lot, seeing a lot through history. We are going to go into a quote positive shout out. Give your brain as much attention as you do your hair, and you'll be 1,000 times better off. And that was from King Malcolm X, or Malcolm X, but I'm going to put the title for King there. Because if you let someone else tell your ancestors' history, they'll probably not even be in history. So, we appreciate that. And as much as I love you doing my hair and doing each other's hair and things like that, the amount of time that definitely, that makes a lot of sense. The amount of time that we go about taking care of ourselves. Make sure you do the same thing for your brain, as we mentioned before. Thank you.
People will take the time, stop and pause for hours. Like, we took a whole hour hair day. We have a hair day. We don't take a cute little shower and then just use the same body wash for our freaking hair. That is not our life. That's not our life. Not all. But when black people wash their hair, it is a all-day process. We started the process of washing our hair at, I want to say, about noon.
Like
11:30. Yeah. It was like at least 11.
Yeah.
And then we weren't finished with our hair until at least 5 or 6.
Yeah.
And I know some people are probably listening now like, what? Just go watch a YouTube tutorial. Well, no, that's not going to put it in real life. Because they always chop it up and make it look real quick and easy. But, I mean, you just don't understand. Like, it's an all-day process. And if you would take the same time, that all-day process, those hours, and dedicate it to just that, you would definitely improve yourself.
Absolutely.
But just work it in when you can. I know that I personally have just started reading before going to bed, and that's definitely helped. That's one little way to work that in there. Mm-hmm. Read before when you wake up and read. Before you go to bed, I definitely make sure I do that. And as you all know,
sponsorship.
Yes, our podcast is written, edited, produced, directed, created by us, only us.
Talking about it.
And we definitely enjoy meeting with you, our listeners, and we want to be able to provide you more content on a consistent basis. You all see that this part two was supposed to happen a minute ago, okay? But we had other extenuating circumstances.
And you being a heartbeat.
Yes, as long as you all are that heartbeat, we know we have to show up here.
Yes.
We know we have to show up here. I kept telling King, like, we have to record. We haven't recorded. We have to record. But it wasn't like we were just sitting here, like, you know, laying on each other and just like, oh, we should record. No. Okay. We was over here selling masks, sewing orders, going to work, working out, meditating. Like, we've been over here just trying to be our best selves, focusing on everything that only gives us black ass joy. And this recording this podcast definitely does, because not only like, even if no one ever listened to our podcast, and people do, but even if no one ever listened to our podcast, this is a little time keep, a little time save for us, that we can go back and visit, you know, years from now. Like, imagine us being 90 and being able to listen to our podcast from 2020. Just imagine us being able to listen to our podcast from that long ago and being that much older. I know some of you are like, how y'all know you're going to make the 90? We got good genes. Okay? That's all I'm going to say.
Well, I did want to bring up life expectancy in the United
States. Of black people.
Right.
It all depends on your family, though, because the reason why I said that is because my like just one person in my family, my grandfather, he is 72. He turned 72 this year, mm-hmm. and he does not go to the doctor.
Okay, so let's just look
at all this. Unless he has to give the doctor his medication. That's what he told me on his birthday. He said, "I go when I have to get the doctor his medication."
It would appear. All right. It would appear that life expectancy, this was around 2017 now when they marked this off, mm-hmm. that you have at least in the United States 78 years. They gonna round you off to 79 apparently, but I don't believe that. Mm-hmm. I don't believe that at all. I definitely believe that there's
more. Crazy. Canada is a lot higher and United Kingdom.
Yeah.
Is that because they don't? Well, they got McDonald's there too, so it's like. Yeah. What's happening?
The average life expectancy is indulging? 79.
Are they indulging apparently. Like that in Canada and the UK?
Hey, I don't know. All I know is we making it.
Okay.
We making it.
Not as long as the UK or Canada, but we... Canada! Canada. Yeah, I love Baby Ike on South Park.
Gotta do better around the world, man. Gotta do better around the world, y'all. Gotta
yeah. But we'll definitely be able to provide this to you more on a consistent basis with the love and support of you all. Mm-hmm. And you can definitely always help us by subscribing to us on whatever platform you're listening to us on, mm-hmm. whether it's SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, whichever platform you're listening to us on. Please make sure you hit that subscribe button. Please make sure you hit that like. Please make sure to leave a review because that helps us. Giving us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and giving us a heart on SoundCloud allows other people to see that we are legit, you know, and we have information that we want to share with the world. So this definitely helps get more people focused on our brand, and then that way we can use our platform to provide for others, because at the end of the day, it's not about me. I'm trying to give back to everybody else. I'm trying to improve other people's lives
at a time. Yeah, absolutely,
definitely at a time, but at the end of the day, your lifetime is not about you. It's what you can provide for other people.
That's true.
That's my goal.
Servicing for others.
Yes.
That is real. You know, we got ourselves here, y'all. We got ourselves a young Mother Teresa. That's what we got here. We got ourselves a young.
I couldn't even hear that. That was a drum roll. Do it again.
Oh, you didn't.
There you go. I was about to say, that's not a drum roll. Yeah. Okay. See, yeah. We'll come back with the key. And we'll be fired. That's F.
Got it.
We'll come back.
In there.
I appreciate y'all, because I'm probably like, really? Right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Hey, man. This is real raw. This is talent. We're trying to show y'all. This is real raw. Real
gotta raw start, talent. You got to start somewhere. About. Clean it up and buff around the sides after you're done. Okay? All this extra stuff. You got to start somewhere. But if you're looking for our information, you ever want to find out where to listen to us on our other platforms and just checking out our different platforms, mm-hmm. you can literally Google QKJJ and there is a plethora of us. And all of our details on that page. You can actually, in some monetary ways that you can support this platform, mm-hmm. we do have a Patreon.
Yes, we do.
Patreon.com/QKJJ. Mm-hmm. We have tiers as well. So it, I believe the tiers start as low as $1 for the Prince and Princess, mm-hmm. and then they go as high as I believe $18 when you get like the crowning ceremony and everything that goes along with our brand, because as you know, we actually make handmade custom crowns and treasures for men and women, which is headdresses and jewelry. So you can always go to our Patreon, subscribe there, And we have a goal of 200 patrons, and that way we'll be able to upgrade our equipment and cultivate a space where we're able to perform for you.
And just to make sure that we run that down again, you said that that was on our Patreon, correct?
Yeah.
So, subscribing to our Patreon, thank you, baby. I just want to make sure that we're absolutely, absolutely clear about you. What we're providing as memberships for thank our you. Duchess, and, absolutely, Duchess yeah. and Duke. Duchess and Duke, that's $1 per month to join. Duchess and Duke tier benefits is a shout out on the show. On the show. That's right. Oh, you didn't hear that. That's a shout out on the show.
He had to turn the volume up. Yeah. We got to start recording our podcast because y'all are missing out.
Yeah, you're missing out. This is real. So, and then after that, positive energy is sent back in your direction. That's real, right? All right. Now, when it comes to our membership level, the second tier is Princess and Prince. That is $3 a month. Now, with Princess and Prince tier, the benefits are a shout-out on the show. Woo! And positive energy sent back in your direction. The next...
Because money is energy.
Oh, money is energy. Currency. Woo! Mm-hmm. 10%, also, 10% is donated to a fellow black own podcast. That's really good because you're enjoying yourself. That.
You can make absolutely. This a one man show. I hope you realize that at this
point. I'm not going to do that. That was a gut punch that you just hit me with. I had to take that in real time. So the third for our membership on Patreon is Queen and King. Mm-hmm. At $7 per month, Queen and King tier benefits is a shout out on the show. Positive energy sent back your direction. 10% donated to a fellow black-owned podcast. Q&A privileges, exclusive content, crowning ceremony. After 7 month commitment, because I know that's hard. I know commitments are hard, but be committed. Stick with us, and that crowning ceremony will mail you one of our QKJJ headdresses made by hand for you, and you can browse our headdresses here at QKJJ.org. Always, we tell you about that, man. You can always now. Our fourth, mm-hmm. all right, is Empress and Emperor. This is $18 per month. Empress and Emperor tier benefits.
Includes everything from the cute Queen and King tier.
Yes.
But except you get a crown, you go through the crowning ceremony after 3 months commitment.
After only 3 months commitment, y'all. Yep. You know that. Woo! Woo!
I can't with you. You're too funny.
So we want to, we really want to thank you and definitely support us as well. Check us out, QKJJ.org.
Mm-hmm. And that's the...
Subscribe to our Patreon.
Yes, because like I said, we have the goal of the 200 patrons, and then we'll be able to deliver this content to you on a consistent basis and upgrade our equipment as well, mm-hmm. because eventually we want to record ourselves as well via video,
right?
So y'all can see us when we're recording.
Definitely. So and again, about us, like we always tell you, we as we live and tell our truth, we hope it will encourage others to live and to do the same. What
we can promise each episode mm-hmm. is honest conversation and positive energy.
Yes. Be prepared for physical, spiritual, mental, and emotional venture. Of course, mm-hmm. like anything. And if you're ready to join us, grab your crown. Get some herbs, clean water, maybe light a candle or two. Let's cultivate this space together.
Yes, facts. And if you're like, okay, I can't really make that commitment right now, I completely understand. We're in the middle of a freaking pandemic, okay?
Right,
and
right.
you're surviving mm-hmm. the pandemic. That's mm-hmm. the craziest thing, all right?
Mm-hmm.
I will say this, is that We have non-commitment options as well. If you want to visit our PayPal, paypal.me/QKJJ, mm-hmm. you can drop some money in there. It doesn't matter how much, little, lot, we appreciate it all. Okay? Exactly. We appreciate the kind that jingles, but we would rather have the kind that folds, just like they said in Coming to America.
Exactly. Now, if you want to hit us up as well, coming soon, if you don't want the government to track the spending and the sending of your money, we'll accept digital currency as well. Yes,
we definitely do accept
cryptocurrency.
Bitcoin,
Ethereum, mm-hmm. Ethereum, Litecoin. Mm-hmm. You know, if you have a coin and I don't got the coin, you tell me about it, I'll get that coin. And then we can make.
Yes, or someone's like, I could do Venmo, but I can't do Cash App. Just let us know. Just reach out. We are always welcome to feedback. Because I know when you're giving me feedback, mm-hmm. you're either trying to hurt or you're trying to help. We decipher that, and then we'll come at you. Positively or negatively. Woo! Just saying. So if you wanted also to drop some money in our Cash App to support the platform as well, and you do not want to make that commitment of the Patreon, then you can definitely hit us up on our Cash App, mm-hmm. $QKJJ.
What you think, Kitten?
Oh. Kitten agrees. Right. And you can also support us from purchasing from our store. Mm-hmm. We have a actual store, like a whole store. We hand make things for you and provide them, ship them to you. And you can check us out on QKJJ.org. You can also follow us on our social media at Queen Jam and at QKJJ. And we'll have all of those details there for you as well. Mm-hmm. I also wanted to let you know that what if you're like, hey, I can't do any of these monetary ways, but I want a non-monetary way to donate. Mm-hmm. So non-monetary ways that you can donate. Mm-hmm. You can tag us when you're listening to the podcast. Uh-huh. Share the podcast on your social media platforms.
Now, we are asking mm-hmm. that you tell two people about this podcast.
Minimum. Now, you can tell more than two.
Now, you want to know why we say two people? Because when you're sitting in the service, I said when you're sitting in the service.
You say, neighbor.
And that pastor tell you from the bottom of your heart, you look to your neighbor from your left to your right. That means you already got two people there. So that's why we say, at least with the minimum, tell two people about our podcast. Mm-hmm. And we will put this information in our show notes as well. We appreciate the support, and money is energy, as Queen mentioned before. So we will be sending and are sending back that positive energy your way in hope that you receive it back 100 times over to do the things that bring you black ass joy.
Yes.
Ain't that right, Mr. Kidd?
Yeah. Yeah, I was gonna, after you said black ass joy, I was like, I know that we don't just have black people just listening to us as well.
Right.
Whatever brings you joy as well, okay? Mm-hmm. So we appreciate it. And we're gonna get into the topic of today.
Let's get into the topic.
So, we decided instead of talking about the issue,
okay,
which is COVID-19, which is the pandemic, right. which is a lot of other things, maybe adrenochrome, who knows?
Who knows? Okay?
Who knows? Let's focus on the solutions.
Hit it in the gut.
Right. Preventative measures that you can use for the quarantine. Mm-hmm. And more importantly, just protecting yourself from COVID-19. Disclosure. We are not in any way,
shape, or form
able to tell you something that will alleviate any type of COVID-19 symptoms or illnesses, telling you that, yes, or telling you that if you go and run outside and touch a cloud, that COVID-19 won't touch you. Like, that's not what we're saying, any of that.
Medical professionals nope. that would even lead you to that direction nope. in any way, shape, or form.
Exactly. Because all what's right. his name? Can't even get it right. Who was the short guy from New York that was talking with Trump?
Who, Dr. Oz?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. Let's just move on.
Yeah, my bad.
I think it was a doctor in New York.
Oh, sorry. Hiccup there.
Either way. Yes. Either way. We just let you know that now. But we
oh, Dr. Focus. Fauci.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank Dr. You. Fauci. My Dr. bad, Dr. Fauci.
Fauci can't even get it right. So I'm saying, like, we ain't going to go there. Because he can't even go there. So if he can't go there, What make you think we can go there?
That's why I jumped on my horse. Just rode out of that one. Just riding out of that one. All right, let's get into this. Now, be aware too as well. Those that have pre-existing conditions, all right?
Yeah,
that is a whole separate story as well. Mm-hmm. Because I would be a fool or ignorant to ignore individuals with pre-existing conditions. But what we can do is we can talk about preventative measures. All right. So the first step, like all medical professionals or someone that actually cared about your health, will tell you to boost your immune system. And we can go over some tips. So I would recommend watching my brother. Actually, I'm going to bring him in with this. My brother. Because you definitely deserve it, bro. All right. RZA Islam. King, all right? He talks about solutions to boost and keep your immune system boosted. Now, don't worry, the camera isn't zooming in and out the entire time either. And brother, yeah. I love that because I know that's a sequence move, all right? So don't be mad if I do a little zooming myself because that was a very sequence move. I don't know who inquired on that one. That was good. Direct, but all I'm gonna say is that brother definitely provides preventative measures. He provides information too as well, and he definitely gives you the ideal ways to watch out for the possibilities that you could be attacked or your immune system could be attacked. Mm-hmm. And by utilizing those proper measures, hopefully you can be in that the best end just in case something happens. And we will put the link in the show notes as well.
Yes, because he went down a long list. Mm-hmm. And I'm not even going to soil it by trying to go down the long list of all the different things that he listed. But just like you see on Instagram, like people are starting to get on the black seed oil, right, and like seed moss and things like that. Right. Some things that he listed were like that, but other things or other herbs and things that you can use to boost your immune system. So I would recommend checking out that video for full details, and we will post it in the show notes.
Absolutely. Properly.
Ooh. The next thing, what we were going to discuss is that during this time, what we have noticed is that people are not, I'm trying to think of how to put this.
Put it direct.
I was going to say, there's no way to put it any other way. There's no way to sugarcoat it. Right. But no one, and I'm not saying this, I'm saying this speaking as what I've seen. No one cares that we are in a pandemic. I have noticed this. And you may say, well, why would you say that no one cares that we're in the middle of a pandemic? I have witnessed, first of all, you can go and witness things for yourself that would verify that information because it is facts. There are people that are just waiting for things to turn back to quote unquote normal because this pandemic is like really hurting their, you know, going to the movies or being able to go to the jacuzzi that they usually go to or the spa, you know, get haircuts and crap like that.
Or just to simply eat out with friends.
Thank you. But more specifically, I know last time or the time before last, we talked about the government talking about, oh, we gonna send out checks and da da da. And I was like, so y'all telling me this whole time, y'all could have sent out a check.
Had my money just sitting there, huh?
So this whole time, you know, it's very disheartening. It's very, very maddening. Mm-hmm. And very, what's the word? Like just someone making you feel stupid and small and
minute.
I guess so. But it's just very eye-opening to know that the government who claims like, oh, well, we don't know. Or how are we going to do that? Or how would we? And why would we? And da-da-da. They always have questions, but no fucking solutions. And then, all of a sudden, we are in the state of a pandemic. Mm. We are going to be sending out checks to American families that are struggling during this time. And it's like, bro, we've been struggling. And I'm just trying to wrap this up because this could turn into at least an hour long rant. Because from someone who has dealt with the tyranny that is corporate and knowing that the United States is a corporation, I know what it feels like to have corporate make decisions when they are not on the front lines. For example, I worked in retail for a short time. Well, probably not a short time. It felt like a lifetime. All right. That's why I go into retail and I still start breathing hard to this day. Because if God forbid I ever have to stack, you know, a shelf or something like that again, that's for me. No problem if someone else did it, because we were able to find like an independent contractor business where we ran our own business where all we had to do is literally go inside of stores, rearrange like the candy section, and got paid go wop.
And then you know what you did at the end of it? Just take a picture.
Yes, all we did was take a picture, send it back.
Send it back to corporate.
Y'all, we'll go into all the jobs that we've had later, you know. But I'm just saying, like, I was working in retail, and I sat there. I had the task of dressing the mannequins, which I love because I am a fashionista.
Tell them.
And I would draft the mannequins, but my manager, she would not, it depended on how she felt for real. Some days she'd be like, okay, Jim, you know, just, you know, do your own thing and, you know, just dress the mannequins how you want. Just make sure. Just her only thing was just make sure you use some of our newer products. You know, the cardigans we just got in. Make sure you use that. The shoes that we just got in. The purses we just got in. Make sure you use that. That was her only what is that called? Like specification request. Yes. Right. Thank you.
Right.
So I was fine with that. I loved when she let me do that because that gave me free reign, and people would literally always come inside. Whenever I did the window off of my vision and just went with it, went with my womb, with my gut.
Gut feeling that.
People were.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm trying to tell you this. When she went in with that gut feeling.
So that wasn't the original. We're going to get you a key, baby. We're going to get you a key. It's okay, baby. It's okay.
Sorry, it's all right. We're good. Queen said when she went with that original. Tell him.
Yes, when I went with that original gut feeling and dressed that window the way I saw fit as a black woman who knows her shit. Okay? I'm a fashionista, like I said. Like, yes, that's perfect music. That's exactly how that window was looking. And people would literally come in the store and be like, oh, I stopped because I saw something in the window. Mm. I stopped because I saw something in the window. And it's like, obviously you stopped because you saw something in the window because I created it. Duh. You know? But what I'm trying to get around to is that we would get planograms from corporate. And they, oh my God, I can't. Because it just doesn't. It makes sense. Just imagine, okay. Imagine you move into a new room and someone sends you plans to decorate a loft instead of them sending you plans to decorate your room. And you ask them, I'm gonna need you to send me plans to decorate my room. And they send you plans for a loft.
But this is what they're expecting.
They're like, make it work. You know, you could just move some things around and, you know, it's kind of like the same setup. No, it's not. Corporate would send us planograms that did not work with the flow of the window. And I would sit there with my manager. I'm like, we don't even have this space here. We don't even have this. Like, what are they even talking about? And she's like, well, you know, they don't really know how each store is set up, but they kind of just send like a generic. They send a generic. I digress. Generic. I digress, but we are always
so that in would the confirm that they don't even really care about that location
or to know begin with. Or care or know or care.
Yes, certainly.
So it's just like, you know, you have people up in corporate hashtag Senate making decisions for people that's here on the front lines, and it just does not make sense. It just doesn't. So that's why I was saying, like, this whole time y'all sitting there like, I'm gonna send out a check for this amount. Well, how much are you getting paid? Send me that check. Send me that check. Not what you sent to American households. Anyway.
This is what we were looking for.
Yes.
Drop that check.
I heard so many people deciding, like, talking about what they're going to do with their check. My mail lady was actually walking into the building, and I could hear her because our window was open. She was like, she said, yeah, I just got my check. I'm going to actually go get the kitchen floor redone.
And this is what she thinking.
That ain't enough for no kitchen floor to get redone.
I think she know that.
I know. It's going to be a nice little down payment.
Yeah. It's going to be a down payment.
Anyway.
Maybe they have special programs.
To go along with the check, yes. We noticed that people were not caring about the pandemic. Yeah. This is what... I read a few letters online from property managers addressing their tenants from this check situation. That's not the one. Thank you. I'm gonna say that's not the one. That's like white noise or something. The E. It's the F.
It's a different F.
Okay. But I went ahead and I was reading different articles and stuff of property managers and how they were addressing people in reference to this freaking check.
Yeah.
Y'all, I'm just going to read you what was on the portal when I logged in to pay my rent personally. And, I mean, we can go into the situation that is where we are renting now later, okay? Mm-hmm. We're going to cut that a-hole later. But we will wait, okay? This is what I saw. We are pleased to hear news reports that government relief funding is beginning to make its way to American households. Please use this relief to bring your account balance current or to continue making your rental payments on a timely basis. Babe, tell them what you told me when I told you about the letter.
Why now?
No, that's not what you said. You said don't tell me what to do.
Oh, with my money?
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what they did.
You got
don't it. Tell me what to do. Don't tell me what to do.
With my money.
With my money. Because you know what happened one day? Oprah bought a whole bunch of people.
Hey, babe, chicken. Don't bring this up. I did not get any fucking chicken.
All right. I don't know how many of y'all remember this.
This never happened. How could I not know? I'm a chicken connoisseur.
Chicken was purchased.
Please. This never happened. This is an alleged day of free chicken provided by Oprah. No one can verify this.
Chicken was, no one was can verify. Purchased by Oprah.
Her name is Oprah. She was adopted.
Oprah, excuse me.
Had to do a whole presentation on her when I was in school.
Mm-hmm.
And then my teacher tried to, we'll talk about that later. We'll make
this
that therapy.
This is what I'm trying to tell y'all.
Tried to
all right?
embarrass me.
This is what I'm going to tell you. This is what I'm going to tell you. All right.
But guess who had my back? The class.
This is what I'm going to tell you. This is what I'm going to tell you. We're getting good. So this is what I'm going to tell you. A lot of people got upset.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not the fact that people don't remember. Sometimes the things that you do is sometimes the factor of how people think you should be spending your own money. Now, when you get a report or someone emailing you simply stating, hey, you better pay your rent. Just saying it nicely. Hey, we noticed that the government not only cut us a check, not only cut us a check.
Yes.
But I know for a fact that you better pay. Like, it's like, sheesh, like, I guess you really don't, but then.
How do you know my situation? It's like corporate making decision all over again. You don't know my situation. You don't know what I'm going through.
Right.
And would I have to pay off prior to that? Like, what if I need a medication that's keeping me living? And you talk about paying the rent. If I'm not living, then I'm not going to pay the rent.
But this is what they hear. That's what they hear.
You sure that's the one that you meant to push?
Yeah, when they think that it's money being sent.
That's part of you don't have a money sound? I don't know.
I need the cha-ching.
Oh, okay.
We'll get have that. One for the money thing.
Yeah, we I'm need like sure a cha-ching. There's not a cash register on there? No, we went there earlier. There was no cash register. But we can't get that paparazzi, though. Okay? I'm going to finish reading this letter, and then I'm going to also tell you about how we were actually approached about another property manager about rent. Okay?
And that was before the pandemic.
Okay, this was before. Okay? So your B-mans allow us
to meet
our obligations.
Stop playing with these people. Come on, man.
Your payments allow us to meet our obligations to pay utilities, property taxes, insurance, and our team members and vendors that keep your homes and community in working order to the extent possible under difficult circumstances. Mm-hmm. You also notice how they try to revert blame in your direction. Also notice that.
Real heavy.
We are moving on. All right? That's not what they said. That's not part of the letter, but I'm saying I'm moving on with the letter.
But that's what we still paying for a certain amenity.
We ain't even, y'all, when I say,
we just gonna keep it moving. So
the health and well-being of all of our residents and team members is of the utmost importance to us. With that in mind, we wanted to provide information that you may find beneficial. So they provided a link that you can use to check the status of your eligibility for the economic impact payment.
Ain't that crazy? A link.
Just like, you know, like if you haven't gotten your check yet, check and see where it's at. And when you do get that check, make sure you slide it on over here to us. Side note. Before this pandemic even happened, this was like back in 2015, y'all. Okay? We were renting an apartment.
Didn't have Mr. Kitten.
We were renting an apartment. And there was a time where I can't remember what had happened with the rent payment. I'm not sure if we paid a portion of it or it was just like a day late or something like that. Because, you know, you have 5 days for real to pay your rent. It's not just doing the first because, of course, some people just don't get paid on, or if you get paid on like a set or a Friday or something, it doesn't come until Monday. Da, 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 but they're just giving you time. They give you 5 days. So you can actually pay your rent. So I'm not sure what was going on with the rent payment or whatever. But there was a property manager. Well, she wasn't the property manager. She was an assistant or just one of the minions at the property manager at the property. And we were walking to the gym for the property.
And it was early. Type early.
He was just trying to work in that sound effect. I'm so done. And there was so we were walking across the parking lot of the complex to get to the gym. This lady who works for the property manager is probably standing at least about, what you thinking, like at least 10-20 yards away from us.
She's about a couple gallops away.
Y'all, save me. And she was clear across the parking lot, not in a whisper distance or, you know, not in like, you know, indoor voice distance.
Let's just say
she was loud and she said,
for the men, If you wanted to throw the old pigskin back and forth, It was one of those distances, all right?
Yes, exactly.
All right, if you want to throw...
He's like at least five, probably about 5-7 cars in between.
Exactly. And the sad part is, we didn't get a good morning or how are you?
No hi, no...
No.
What y'all doing? No, nothing.
What did we get, Queen?
We got, hey, Jam, what you gonna do about May's rent? I lied to you not. Some of y'all are probably like mouth agape right now. Like, I lied to you not. Spoiler alert. Mm-hmm. We told the property manager that that's how she approached. Because I don't even remember what I said when she said that. I think I just like looked at her like, who do you think you're talking to? And I just proceeded to ignore her and walk. Because my ignore game is strong. Okay? Don't find out. Okay? So... I think I just kept it pushing, but I definitely told the property manager, and she was like, she pretty much was just baffled, like, this really happened, mm-hmm. and then long story short, we saw that she was fired mm-hmm. from the property, because mm-hmm. this probably was not her first run-in, and who knows what personal issue she had with whatever.
Which is sad. Bring that to the job.
Right, you're prejudiced to the job, like, who needs any of that? And then we ended up actually seeing her on her break from her other job at our local Wendy's. Got a good time to look her in the eye and let her know, hey, you're probably not going to do that again if you think you're going to get away with it, huh? Mm. So, I mean, that's that. You know, renting and this is why ownership, we always tell y'all, ownership is important.
It's the best ship.
And having the financials behind it. Because even when you own something, people could come in and be like, well, I need this. Hmm. Or I need this tax. Yeah. Or I need da-da-da. You just have to have that energy, that money, that energy. You know, money is not even anything at the end of the day. But that is the current mindset that we are stuck in here on at this current phase, you know? So everyone's like, you know, you got to have your money. You got to have the money. So that's just what you need sometimes to just move certain things. Mm-hmm. Or if not, you got to have some solid evidence.
Yes.
Because we have had solid evidence.
Solid.
Yes.
Solid.
So we just thought that was interesting. Wanted to bring that to your light. Don't let your property manager punk you into paying your rent. If you need to use that rent money to do something else, honey, take your time, okay? Because there's at least 90 days before they can evict you.
Yep.
Even after that 90 days, it still takes a long court process to evict you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's only because I had to, the only reason why I know that is because I had to put my rent in escrow pretty much just to show that I still could pay, but because I wasn't in the optimal living conditions, that I was refusing to pay and prove that information as well.
Pick it up.
So yeah, that's definitely something. Just don't let nobody punk you. Don't let nobody talk you out of your position. Do what you have to do for your survival. Because at the end of the day, ain't nobody gonna be crying yourself to sleep.
Ain't nobody gonna big you up.
I hope you're not crying yourself to sleep, but I'm just saying, no one's gonna deal with that struggle and that anguish and that pain like you're gonna have to sit and deal with it.
And duck them gunshots. Duck them. Duck. Because people will try to send me your way all the time. Try and ruin. All right, let me stop playing, y'all. Definitely will try and ruin your man. People will just totally just try to ruin your mood. And that's exactly what her mission was that day. Mm-hmm. You know, there was no other... Like I said, she didn't even say good morning. She didn't even say good morning.
She didn't
or hello,
even say like, anything. She didn't say hey, like, no,
that's
nothing.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Well, she said, hey, Jim, what we're going to do about May's rent? So I guess she did say hey. But there is a pause in between the hey and the inquiry that was needed. Because I'm like, if she would have said hey, and then, so what we're going to do about May? And I'm like,
But then, anyway, I
don't know. Yeah, I was about to say, that's all speculation. And that's something that we don't deal with. Hashtag Tuvok, okay?
Exactly.
So, one thing I did wanted to get into this episode is something we haven't visited in a while, which is our love sack.
Yes.
And you know our love sack is an area where we give you little love tips, provide you that you can, you know, use for yourself, pass on to somebody else, or you know, just play with yourself with it. Anyway.
Hey.
What I was gonna say is, King, do you have any tips for dealing with your significant other during this time? How are you dealing with me during quarantine?
Dealing.
How dealing. Are you functioning? How are you living? How are you adoring? Yes. How are you just anything with
I
me?
Think every first step is being lovable, all right? Mm-hmm. So making sure that I'm in an open space to not only receive, but to also expand or provide that same amount of mm-hmm. Feeling or love, whatever someone wants to call it. You know, that as beings, we definitely want to feel a part of something, especially if it's something bigger than ourselves. But when you're in, definitely, I'm just saying, for anyone that's in a relationship, it takes something, and then there's a giving aspect on both ends of the spectrum. Mm-hmm. So I can definitely say for myself, just understanding that, you know, we were in a space of confined, then on top of that is extra of what we're surrounded around. You know, we already are in a space where, you know, we are creators, and we're, you know, we are in one space when we are creating. But the fact that outside of our control, because of the things that have transpired, it's difficult, it's hard, and we had to adjust. And that's what a lot of people don't even talk about too as well. And during the pandemic, like, who, you know, how do you give a person time to adjust, you know, mm-hmm. properly adjust? Just to say 14 days, now you gotta, you know, if you do something for a week, yeah, your body get used to it. But to properly adjust, there's a lot of changes that are happening. And, you know, outside of, okay, well, what if I'm, you know, around someone or how could that affect my loved one? So that whole dealing with it on a physical aspect goes back to the mental capabilities. And to the least, at any man's point, you're going to want to make sure that you're protecting your family. So the goal at the end of the day is to make sure that your family is protected, mm-hmm. you know, everyone is healthy, everyone is, you know, to some degree happy, or at least, you know, the sense that they're able to build and keep moving too, and everything is, you know, equal space and shared. Mm-hmm. So that was my biggest thing, was just making sure that, you know, how is my queen's mental, and making sure that I have a space to be open and willing to be open. And some men would say, be a man about situation, you know, be a man, toughen it out, be a man.
Yeah, some men are just not toughing it out in the wrong way and just hitting their wives, because we realized that spousal abuse and child abuse has went up since the quarantine.
Exactly.
I hope that if that is your situation, please reach out for help and support.
Definitely.
And try and change your situation. But I know that it's not always that easy.
And y'all, the biggest thing that we're doing right now, one of the key things I hope you realize, was just communication. So the more that you're able to get those points across, and sometimes that goes left depending on, you know, the conversation that's being held at place. I mean, words have a way of, you know, creating either a great positive moment or a very negative, horrible nightmare. And mm-hmm. that has happened, definitely. Like you said, it is never right for anyone to put their hands on anyone else, especially in the point where you've totally lost all sense of control to be able to communicate with that other person. And have that understanding that we're disagreeing. We'll agree to disagree and keep it pushing. Some mm-hmm. people, they can't take it past that point. Some people know, like, the other halves, that key word or that phrase that'll set them off, like MK Ultra, just set that person off mm-hmm. and they're going crazy. So, hey, I'm just saying, that was my key.
That's right.
That was my key. Communication and being able to be received and open and vice versa. Making sure that you had that space, man, because at the end of the day, you know, if your lady's not happy, that you know, a lot of stuff not gonna be right, bro.
I appreciate you.
The person making your food with anger, you gonna die. Just saying.
I mean, that's a whole separate conversation because I will always say to this day, like, the simple fact that men treat women the way some, not all. But the simple fact that some men treat some women the way they do and then still allow us to make their plates at the end of the day is baffling to me. If you have watched any crime show, you will know, like, hashtag Typhoid Mary, okay? We can do some things to your food and watch your wife if she didn't bear buying more cherries. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say.
Hear that heartbeat?
that's why he talked about Ozark. If you've seen Ozark, you know we're referencing with those cherries, okay? You just have to, and then you're stuck in a position where you're like, I never could keep up with you, and then it's, you know, it's too late. I would say dealing with a loved one during isolation, it goes back to your original relationship because I know divorces also went up as well because a lot of people are not having time or never had the time to deal with things that were already, you know, people say there's a rocky marriage.
To begin with, they're just dealing with one another, and now yes. When you're confined to, mm-hmm. like, people out here, they have whole separate lives and stuff.
Yes, I can go to work. You can go to work. Yeah. We only see each other for 2 hours a day, and then we both sleep on two different beds. Nope. They were just functioning. People were not living with one another.
Yep.
So I think it goes all the way back to that, and you know, we'll get deeper into all this relationship later. But when you want to be with someone, you choose to be with someone. It goes all the way back to kind of what King says, just being lovable. Were you all best friends to begin with? Because I feel like that's a great starting point for any couple. Not saying that you went from being best friends, you know, you got out of friend zone to a relationship.
Nice clean up there. Because some people would have taken that too.
Well, yeah. Nice mm-hmm. But I'm just saying, like, are you all best friends first? Like, There's just some things that you can just act the fuck up with your best friend. And I can act up with King. Like, he'll still be like, all right, you tripping. Or he'll still be like, all right, babe, yeah, you got it.
Right.
You know, but I can act up with him if I want to. He allows me that space. And he does the same. And I feel like I give him that same space. I'm not going to speak for him.
Mm. Let me stop, y'all. Let me stop.
And he.
She's bullying you.
Trust and believe. No bullying.
Anyway,
but I
know what you're saying.
Yes, yeah, I'm just saying, like, you just have to give each other space because I've also heard, you know, going back to the old ball and chain. Like, if you literally feel like when you go home, it's like going back to see my wife and the kids. It's like, what life are you living?
Right.
Why did you choose to live that life? If you knew that wasn't your sneeze, then why are you even doing it? If that's not your thing, then why are you even doing it?
Those are not your fries. Those are not
that's
your fries.
Not your yum yum sauce.
Not at all. It's not.
And it's just, that's an inside joke, y'all. Sorry. But... But it just, you killing them with the woo. But it just goes back to that. Like, if you don't feel as though that person is someone that you can enjoy yourself with, like, and just be yourself, that you don't have to alter yourself, that you don't have to minimize yourself, that you don't have, just, you know, like, just someone you can genuinely be yourself with, someone that you're not, you know, second guessing everything. And I really honestly believe it just goes back to that. What was your relationship prior to the quarantine? Because if it was some rocks prior to, either you all took advantage and you all have turned those rocks, put them under your bed and started rocking your bed. Or you all have just let the rocks take over and then you all just dismantled everything. So it's just like, you just have to use, it's just all in that personality. Like, what is your personality? You with someone who's going to stick it out and try to figure it out, and you know that you love this person, but the love just kind of went away some way, then you have potential. But if you're just, if you both have just given up, it's just like, that's a whole separate conversation.
But you needed that applause, because a lot of people need to hear that.
Yeah, it's hard. It's definitely hard. I really feel bad for the advice that I hear people getting sometimes from different relationship coaches and counselors and stuff. And, like, no one wants to hear my tips on what I say, because it's gonna, it's just, it's strong self-discipline in my tips. Like, I wouldn't even accept people if they're not willing to do certain things, because at the end of the day, you can't pour into someone else until you pour into yourself. And that's facts. You're cute. And that's just straight up facts. So everyone talking about, you know, I need a man. Da, da, da. You want a man. But what you need is to get your shit together. Woo! That's my first relationship tip. You know, like, if you want more relationship tips, you know, y'all can just definitely DM us, comment on this post, and just let us know that you want us to do, like, an extended episode on, you know, our relationship and how we came together and the things that we did to prepare ourselves to give ourselves to each other. So, yes, I'll just go all the way back to that. But we have been flourishing during isolation. We have always, and I say all that to say, because this isolation was nothing different from us. We have always been together majority of the time. Mm-hmm. All of the 8 years that we've known each other so far.
Right.
And we've just flourished. Like, we're enjoying ourselves. We work with each other. We have had the same jobs majority of the time. We've mm-hmm. worked at the same companies. We've just enjoyed each other.
Which would make sense while we have a business together. Please go ahead and check out qkjj.org now, and definitely browse and select one of our beautiful handmade headdresses and crowns created by yours truly, Queen Jam.
Mm-hmm. And people tell us all the time, and they're just like, well, how do you work with your husband? Or I couldn't work with my wife. I'd kill myself. And I'm like, that goes back to the original conversation. Like, what did you all have going on prior to? And if you're not willing to work that out and figure it out, then it's like, what are we doing? You know, we're just spending time. So that just is what it is. Nothing has really changed for us during this quarantine or isolation. Mm-hmm. I have been used to quarantine or isolation all my life, because I have been on punishment numerous times. Okay, the original quarantine. So I ain't tripping. But I ain't tripping. I'm just saying, me and my room are comfortable. I run my room. And that just is what it is. When my dad was like 2 weeks, no phone, no cell, no phone, and no TV, I was like, I guess I'm reading a book.
That's a good book. But hey, you got that aspect out of it. Because yes. With a book.
Yes. There were some books that, I mean, like Victoria Christopher Murray, her Joy book. I read that one time when I was on punishment. And I was in the back seat, like, we were driving somewhere. And I remember this like it was yesterday. I was in the back seat after I was reading the last page of that book, was fighting back tears, trying not to cry in the back seat, because that book ended so good. I was just like, but I just had to, you know, stay strong for a whole nother situation. A whole nother situation, but that's all I'm saying. Like, quarantine has not really changed anything that we had going on. If anything, I've been enjoying it, mostly because everybody is not bringing their family members that they know aren't suitable for the grocery store to the grocery store. People are taking the time to say, you know what, you stay at home, I could just run out. You could always just run out, but I don't know why you want to bring all 80 of your family members to the grocery store when you know they're not civilized. So now I'm stressed out hearing you in the store, put it back. No, stop. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Oh my goodness. Come here. I'm sorry. You're not sorry.
At all.
Because you would have left that little blessing at the house. That's what I'm saying. So, yeah, as you can tell, I needed this podcast episode. I feel great. I feel unburdened. But yes.
Some may say, are you sure?
Are you sure? Heck no. But I'm a functioning person in this world that everybody's going through, you know, some crazy stuff. Last thing we have to tell you all about is the sex tips that they have provided during the quarantine. Okay? Sex tips that they have provided during the quarantine. And this is from NYC Health. There's also some sex tips given by the CDC as well. So you can look that up too. But I'm just going to go over some of the sex tips for quarantine, COVID-19, and everything like that. Spoiler alert, bae. Tell them what the spoiler alert is.
Abstinence. Mm-hmm. That's the spoiler alert. Abstinence. Yep.
They said all New Yorkers should stay at home as much as possible and minimize contact with others to reduce the spread of COVID-19. Sex is a normal part of life and should always be with the consent of all parties. Mm-hmm. Find that interesting. Yes. They said all parties instead of both parties. That's all nasty.
This is from where?
NYC. NYC.
Oh yeah, it's a lot nasty out there, boy. They out there doing so. I don't know what they doing.
Yeah, I was about to say you couldn't even get the sound of it.
They out there doing some of that out there. They out there doing some of that out there.
Quarantine orgy. Are people really having quarantine orgies? I know they are. I know they are. I would love to be a fly on the wall. Is this mask and gloves, or are we just saying frick it? You know? Like, are we just saying, hey, if we're going to go balls to the wall, might as well just take off the gloves and mask. That's interesting. If you have been a part of any of those quarantine orgies, hit us up. Let us know.
Is it wet?
Oh my God, I can't. So it says this document offer, and I'm gonna put the link for this document in the show notes as well. But it says this document offers strategies to reduce the risk of spreading COVID-19 during sex. Mm-hmm. Decisions about sex and sexuality need to be balanced with personal and public health and hygiene. I noticed that he didn't say that.
Aha! That's why I entered that in there, because when you enter into that door, you gotta talk about hygiene.
Oh my God. Y'all, just know we come back with the next episode and I get this key together for him.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
It will be over. Yeah, like, he's going to be over here just every word. He's going to be waiting for, I can use that.
All right.
And during this extended public health emergency, people will and should have sex. Straight up. Consider using harm reduction strategies to reduce the risk to yourself and your partners and our community.
For real. Because we don't need things to pass around. No, seriously. You really don't want that. You don't want to do that, because it's already bad enough as it is, y'all. Yeah. Protect yourself.
And the first question that they ask is, but can we have sex? ?
Right.
Yes.
There you go.
The answer.
Right.
Here are some tips on how to enjoy safer sex and reduce the risk of spreading COVID-19. Now, we are not going to go through all of this because it's a three pages. So you just want to pick out some things. But as we said, spoiler alert, abstinence. The safest, at least the CDC recommend abstinence. Mm-hmm. They recommended masturbation. It was the safest form of sex during this time. Okay, so it said, first, let's know how COVID-19 spread. You can get COVID-19 from a person who has it. The virus spreads through particles in the saliva, mucus, or breath of people with COVID-19, even from people who do not have symptoms. We still have a lot to learn about COVID-19 and sex. The virus has been found in semen and species and feces. For those of you who don't know what feces is, it's poop of people with COVID-19. Mm-hmm. We do not know if COVID-19 can spread through vaginal or anal sex. Random fact. We know that... We know that other coronaviruses do not especially spread through sex. This means that sex is not likely a common way that COVID-19 spreads. So you wonder, since they said that, it's like, then what is close contact in the 6 feet about? I mean, anyway. So... Number one tip, like we said, have sex only with people close to you. Who's closest to you? Yourself.
That's true.
You are your safest sex partner. Shout out to the AC for turning on and possibly dimming our sound.
Thank you.
Masturbation will not spread COVID-19, especially if you wash your hands and any sex toys with soap and water for at least 20 seconds before and after sex with only a small circle of people. After sex, I skipped another line. The next safest partner is someone you live with. Having close... No, watch!
Water.
Not on our watch. Okay? No. No incest. Whoa. No nothing like that. Because I know how some of y'all get down. Okay? No. We are not encouraging that. Not on this channel. No. Not on this platform. No. Not in this century.
No.
No. Okay?
No.
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 Mm-mm. Mm-mm. And you may be like, but it's my stepsister. You nasty.
Get up.
So, I'm going to put a little asterisk there and say non-family member or close family member. Because some of y'all, I know in Maryland, we went to go get married. They were like, are y'all first cousins? No, we are not. Okay? I know we look the same. We get that all the time. King has said, does that mean that you are, that I'm a hand? What did you say? Does that mean you're a handsome woman or I'm a beautiful male?
Is that what you said? I don't know. I don't know if that's the terminology or yes.
That's what he said. So
does that mean that you're a handsome woman and that I'm a beautiful man? But yes.
Yes.
Interchangeable, huh?
Right. I was about to say, even though we do look alike, we are not first cousins, okay? We not down with any of that.
No.
Okay? So I do want to put that out there.
Not down with...
So having close contact, including sex with only a small circle of people, helps preventing COVID-19. Have sex only with consenting partners. Okay, if you need to learn more about consent, you can visit on.nyc.gov/consent. And we are going to pause there to also share with you. And then we also have our own version of consent as well. Mm-hmm. So, and like I said, if you all want us to go into, you know, our dive deep into our information that we've learned at getting to the, actually being able to discuss as male and woman and having that male-female dynamic, mm-hmm. and discuss as a couple just the things that we've experienced and what it consent means and all that things, and you can definitely hit us up. But long story short is what we talked about this weekend was even if you give someone that emphatic yes when you do consent during sex, you can also give that person an emphatic no in the process, before, after, in between. You know, hopefully it's not after, because then, you know, it's already done for real, but some people only hold on for about 19 seconds, so it's pretty well almost over.
So when you're in the process and that person says no, you need to... That needs to slow and stop.
Yes. Yes, so stop.
And pick your pants up.
Mm-hmm. And keep it pushing.
See if that person is still okay.
Don't be upset. It has nothing to do... Half the time, It doesn't even have anything to do with you. It's more about that person's comfort. It's just not working out for them. Some people get involved into things just like anything, you know. You order a number one off the menu and you're all in for it. And then after you're eating it, you're like, damn, this is some bullshit.
Yeah, you feel me? Oh, that whole time, her kitty was... And then when it happened... It did, you know, sometimes it don't go that way.
I can't. I can't.
You know?
So we're just letting you know that you can give that emphatic yes, but still reserve that safe space with that consenting partner to say, I still want to be able to give you that emphatic no. I don't want to, you know, trail along because it's a whole separate conversation. Absolutely. But at the end of the day, you should limit close contact, including sex with anyone outside of your household. If you do not have sex with others outside of your household, if you do have sex with others outside of your household, have a few partners as possible and pick partners you trust. Talk about COVID-19 risk factors just as you would discuss PrEP, condoms, or other safer sex tips. Ask them about COVID-19 before you hook up, okay? I will post the rest of this article because it has questions about what to ask them and different information about, you know, have they been tested and how they were tested. So that's definitely something I'll post in the show notes to help you out as well. Whew.
It's real, y'all.
Yes.
Protect your partner and yourself.
Yes. Protect your partner and yourself. Next episode, we're just going to be diving into everything that is the great revolution of Black excellence, okay?
Absolutely.
Because as you know, if you didn't know before, and as you will realize now, is that we definitely have, you can play that. I'm just wrapping up.
Oh, my bad, y'all.
You're good. You can, as you can see on TV and on social media, you know that there's been an uprising, you know, for a revolution. Even if it is a fake revolution to cover up other things that's going on, hashtag adrenochrome, we don't know, okay? Either way, we're going to take this, we're going to win, because Black people don't even know when they're winning.
Don't even know when you're running. Got them really where we want.
Yes, keep that pressure on their necks.
The world is watching right now. The world is very much so watching. But like I said, that's definitely, like Queen said, that's going to be for the next time. As we always say, man, that's not all.
But it's all for now.
Remember to write us at qkjj@hotmail.com. Follow us on Instagram, personal at Queen Jam, and then business at qk.jj.
Yes, remember today, especially and the rest of this week, we'll be having a special sale on our masks and head wrap sets. So definitely click the link in our bio, and you can be directed to our Instagram, our business Instagram, and then you can click on our story and take advantage of those sales. Remember to rate, review, subscribe, follow us on all these platforms, and we will be back giving you that sauce the next time. Appreciate you. Thank you for sticking around for our part two. If you didn't hear part one, please go listen to it. We love you. Please make sure you love yourself. Till next time, Queen Jam.
King Jerry. Out.